plan commission meeting. When there's a serious rain event, that's when 60th Street closes. I'm very familiar. As I said, I worked in the city of Franklin for a couple of years as an intern, and I've lived here for 16 years now. So actually, sorry, since I've been 40 years. Sorry, I'm getting old. I lived in my parents' house first. My parents also live in Franklin. But anyway, there's an environmental impact statement that was done as part of this that looked at the flooding issues, and specifically, and they came to the conclusion, and this is the state after a six-year study, that there's no impacts due to the return flow. So when there's a large rain event, majority of the rain comes obviously from the impervious areas and comes to the river. There's the equivalent of 5.2 billion gallons per day that's going down that river, which is why it floods. So we're adding 8.2 million gallons a day at a maximum. Therefore, the increase is actually not even be able to be registered by the models that you use. So it's de minimis. So the increase that we would add when it's flooding event, there is no increase in the depth of the river. With regards to the bathroom comment that was made, there is no bathroom at this facility. There is no restrooms at this facility. The only thing it's used for is monitoring the effluent quality to ensure what we've done is we're going to prove that we are improving the quality of the water in the Root River. We're doing 5 years of studies before we're even discharging to the site. And we're going to be doing a minimum of 5 years of study after to prove that we have improved the quality of the water in the Root River. So I'm confident that we will be doing that. And now that we're doing, all that will be there located at these facilities is monitoring equipment to monitor that quality. Bigger plan for the piece of land, with all due respect to Mr. Ryan, there is no bigger plan for this piece of land. In fact, we have an agreement with the Giese family and with the Gyros that this will become Giese Park in the event when this is all finished. Where our plan is for this to remain parkland. We are more than happy to provide a plaque or something that dedicates this to the Giese family. We have already talked to them about how we could honor that family. And that is actually part of our agreement with them. Change the location of the building, as we explained at the Plan Commission meeting. The building was moved from the west side to the east side to take advantage of the topography in the event that there's a thermal issue with the discharge, where we'd have to get rid of we'd have to cool down the water. We'd have to then put in some wetland areas that the water would drain into the wetland areas, slowly going into the river, flowing into the river. That way you dissipate some of that heat that was coming from the water. We don't anticipate that we're going to have to do that. All of the modeling and the DNR agrees with us. They call it dissipative cooling. That's what we're planning to utilize, and they agree that the modeling and everything shows that it won't be needed, which is why they're giving us 5 years to not do anything, because they believe it's going to work. So we'll utilize that. Then in that event, we won't put in the wetlands. In fact, we've talked to the farmer that's currently farming the land to continue to farming the land. We want that. We want to maintain the quality of the area. Traffic and roads being closed, of course, during construction, there's going to be traffic and there's going to be some disruption. We've worked with the city of Franklin on the traffic, and there's a traffic control plan that will be submitted that will be approved by the city of Franklin. But also, we're working with the city of Franklin because they want to abandon one of the lift stations that exists on 60th Street and connect it to the Interceptor Sewer and Ryan Road. We're going to do that as part of our project with the city of Franklin. They're only going to have to pay for the depth going from the bottom of our trench to the interceptor sewer. It's going to save the ratepayers of the city of Franklin wastewater utility about $2 million. That's $2 million that comes out of my pocket, your pocket, and all the residents' pockets who have sewer here. So we're working with the city of Franklin to see if we can save money. $40 million, where is it going? The $40 million is going in the additional length it is to get here. We were originally going to go to the Menominee River. Now we're, because the DNR came to us and said it would be a lot better for us if we could discharge to the Root River, we made the commitment to go there. And that's where that $40 million is going, because they needed the water, they needed the base flow in the Root River, and they wanted us to go there. So we did that. Again, helping the residents and the floods, we're not going to be adding to flooding. The buses, we're working with the bus company. That's part of our agreement with the intergovernmental agreement will be that we have to work with the bus company and make sure that they have the routes to get to school. I'm just going to go through this. Let's see. With regards to the frontage and the 100-year floodplain, we are above the 100-year floodplain. Again, that's why we chose the lot that we did. When I was doing the investigation into this, where we could discharge into the Root River, I knew of the flooding issues that existed, and I knew that Oakwood Road was closed. So we for sure wanted to be downstream of 60th Street, which is why we looked for parcels. Unfortunately, we did not contact Milwaukee County. We did not ask them about it. We looked for open pieces of land that we could approach the owners on to see if they'd be willing to sell it. We did not contact Milwaukee County once to ask them about this because we met with the Guy Rose. Basil was there when I went there the first time. And I told them we were looking at a number of different properties, and if they weren't interested, then we'd go and look at the next property. So again, Milwaukee County did not tell us no. Milwaukee County, we never approached them and we never asked them about it. So, if you have any other questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Hang on, Dan. Alderman Taylor, you'd like to ask a question?
Sure. Has the transaction with the landowner, has it been finalized?
No, we have an option to purchase. We've had an extension. We've obviously put a down payment on it. And the plan is to close on this property in March of this year.
And just for the record, the landowners, are you being forced to sell this land?
Absolutely not.
Against their will, I mean, it just seems, you know, like
they're not being forced against their will.
I want to hear from the landowner.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, I know the answer, but I want it for the public record because there was a tale spun not that long ago, and we heard it, and luckily facts have now been,
Sure.
Name and address for the record.
I'm Steve Gyro, 4604 West Thorncrest Drive. Leona Giese at that meeting didn't say yes or no. But she gave her blessing to the sale of this property, but she said, don't tell Basil. That's all. No, she didn't say that.
Yeah.
Waukesha Waterworks has been above board on everything we negotiated them with. We have it in writing that they're going to turn us into John Giese Park. If you want a property that's going to be so benign, no changes to it, this is the answer here. We were approached by the Sewage Commission every year. We didn't like what they had to say. When they approached us here, everything is to remain the same. Yes, you'll see a building in there. There'll be a little construction going on there. But the Waukesha Water is even paying for the farmer that farms the land. He's buying them seed. And that's going to happen in the future, too. Everything will remain the same. So... I think that's all I got to say, and come with me. Thank you.
No, and I think it was important because, like I said, we heard it a lot of, I want to say, accusations and storytelling a little bit earlier, and then, Dan, you come up and kind of lay out the facts because, I can't stand when someone does all the scare tactics and, all the fear-mongering of, like, what's going to happen when, obviously, these agreements are going to be put in place. And that's a part of this. And this has been going on for years.
This has been going on for years, and thank you. One last thing, if you're done.
I'm done.
I looked at my notes. There was one last thing with regards to cleaning up the river. These are waters of the state, which is why we have to get the permit from the DNR. The discharge permit has to be from the DNR. We can't just say we want to discharge water here. We have to get the approval, and they have to do the studies, and they have to give us the permits because these are waters of the state. So we don't own everything. There's only a small portion of the Root River that's there that we could clean up even if we wanted to. But again, these are waters of the state, so the state has control and jurisdiction over that.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
I'm more than happy to answer any other questions if people have questions.
This is not a debate, Mr. Wright. If you're going to make comments, you're going to make comments to the chair here.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Dan, you can go to the side. And then.
Well, I thought Alderman Mayer had a question.
Hang on, Basil.
Yeah, you got it.
Pardon. Why don't we hold off our questions
until
I close the public hearing, and then we'll have our...
unless they have questions.
Unless it's
of
Dan.
Yeah.
Okay, then Dan. Okay, Alderman Mayor.
So I should ask now?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Okay, I'll come back up.
How long is the construction period going to be?
We're anticipating that the construction, we're going to bid it out and start this year, hopefully by the end of the year, and it'll be completed by the end of 2022. But in this area, we expect them to put in about 120 to 150 feet of a day. So it could be a few weeks on each road that it's going to be impacted, except for 60th Street, where we're working with the City of Franklin putting the interceptor sewer. That is deeper, so that might take a little bit longer. But again, we have special precautions in the specifications that we have to maintain access for emergency vehicles.
Okay, so on Oakwood Road and 60th Street, how long do you think that construction would take?
I would anticipate a month at the most. About a month at the most.
Okay, and 60th.
And obviously on the site with the building, it might be a little longer with the building going up, but
okay.
That we're talking about the construction, the impact of the traffic. And again, there's going to be no traffic at this site. We're going to have once a month maybe people coming here.
Okay.
So there's not.
Is that building going to blend in, or is it going to stand out?
Right on this table, and then face it and face it you. No, just lay it down.
Lay it down.
There you go. And then.
Yep. I got it. Oh,
there we
got
go.
Got it. I'm a slow learner.
Technology.
So we had the rendering updated with the landscaping that was requested by the Plan Commission.
Yes.
So now we've added the landscaping on the rendering. And yes, we believe that we are building a facility. We've worked with the city staff that is going to blend in with the area. The driveway looks a little wide there. It's just because of the perspective. But we are requesting, where we requested the waiver for 12 feet just so that it would match the area.
Yes, I saw that in the write-up. And it looks like a conventional pole building that is used in the farming community all over today.
Exactly.
Okay. Alderman, you still have the floor.
Just one more. I know during the construction phase you meet regularly with the fire and police and Glenn and others.
Correct.
Just to reiterate, emergency vehicles will always be able to get through.
Correct.
The construction sites.
That is part of the agreement that we have to maintain access at all times.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ryan.
Wait.
John,
Wanted to say thank you. I appreciate your insight and you answering these questions and clearing a lot of things up. So, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, Mr. Ryan.
Okay, I think I wasn't here to make a point, but I did make a point. You've seen this, as he said, they've added things to it and that. We've never seen, a lot of this. We've had questions on it. Like anything else, that's why we come before it. And the comments that he made just recently with the traffic, saying that he's in negotiations or talking with the school and all of that. Again, these are questions that were raised in the past. The residents haven't heard the answer. You've heard it first time. I'm not making scare tactics, but people wanted to know the answers. For example, I was one of those people once in Franklin, and I think the mayor had the same thing. When you go down that road that says local traffic only, that doesn't mean me or anyone that lives there. So you run into those, and if they put barricades across the road preventing. I, as a resident and business owner on 27th Street, got daily updates on traffic closure on the freeway system in that. It would be nice, as one of my comments were, is if the residents could know that in advance, if the, to know that this day here and that, as you realize it's a narrow road. So this is the first, but I've heard the key word, he's in negotiations. I would like and ask that the Common Council would at least put something in writing that says these have to be finalized and that the owners know about it. Because that's nice. It's better than what we've seen in the past. As you know, the location moves, so these are things. But it just seemed like we don't get the answers. We have to come here. And it's not a scare tactic. It's just being honest. So open communications is the best form of government. And that's all we're asking is that let's not put the cart before the horse. There are some concerns, there are some issues. 9 months, when you have a planning commission and the city engineer and a commissioner raised a question about traffic, so would the residents. And from that meeting to this meeting, nothing's been brought back to the residents to inform them that any of these issues have been dealt with or what it is. And a sign up across the road that says, road closed, you know what that means, just like I do.
Just a quick response.
Yes, Dan.
Sorry. We have a website, and we have a very aggressive PR public outreach campaign. Sorry, I can't call it PR, it's public outreach. But very aggressive public outreach campaign, and we plan on being in contact with the property owners so they can use that site to know when the construction is going to be happening in front of their house. We're also going to have our inspectors out there making sure that people are aware when construction is happening, what's happening, and when they're going to be impacted by it. So we're going to have a very aggressive campaign for the residents to make sure that they're informed as to what's happening and what we're doing out on the site. With regards to the road closures, again, we're working with the city on that, and there'll be an intergovernmental agreement that will come, or that we have already have with the city, and we can utilize that forum to address some of these issues.
Dan, real quick, I did hear a comment by Mr. Ryan in regards to the difficulty that they have with the internet down there. That is not a city problem. That is a business function problem of the wireless providers. But to address that need, they may need a different form, or, you know, some of them are elderly and they are not technology savvy. That we provide a traditional older form of communication to these individuals.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be needed, especially in some of these rural areas.
Absolutely. Okay. Point taken, and I can tell you that we will do mailings to all the residents that are along the route to make sure that they're informed.
Yeah, and it would be good to have a timeline and to let them know, because this is going to be critical to them more so than the 35,000 other people that are to the north.
Okay. Absolutely. And we'll be working with staff, Glenn and Regulo, on all of these issues.
Most definitely. I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. We're going to, if I'm not seeing anyone else want to rise, we're going to close the public hearing. And I will have staff or the council ask questions of staff regarding this matter. Do you have any questions of Glenn, the fire chief, the police chief? You've heard comments from the individuals. Alderman Mayor.
Sure. Just a reiteration of the public safety aspect. Fire Chief Remington, are you comfortable with what you've seen so far moving forward?
Yeah, please, Adam.
Yeah, we've been in talks. We've been in planning meetings. It's not going to be an ideal situation for us. That's a tough road, and that station placement makes it difficult, but they have committed to keeping lanes open for us. Our main concern is that we can go south. It's easier for us to cover Station 2's northern area from Station 3, probably, in this situation. As long as they're keeping traffic open to the south, we'll be in good shape.
To the south is really what the issue is involved here. Okay. Chief Oliva, any concerns for you?
No.
Glenn, everything looks like it's moving along okay?
I think so. They've started coordinating early, and we've, as Adam said, we met with the fire department multiple occasions, I believe, and we've had a lot of our concerns addressed. So I don't have any remaining concerns.
And just to reiterate what's already been said, the best way to handle this is to get the proper information out there as best we can, as much as we can. And then, like Alderman D'Andrea mentioned, many of these people don't have access to computers, and we may need to use other forms.
A lot of them use their telephone. They've been calling me, and I try to answer them best I can. Yes.
Okay. I've been told to go to original business, but Alderman Taylor.
Are we on one now?
We're going to be going.
Oh, then I'm good. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I was going to start moving.
Yeah, there is no other organizational business for letters and petitions, so we will go right to G1, which is on page 17,
right.
Which is an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin's 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin's 2025 future land use map. From property located at 5207 West Oakwood Road, from recreational use and areas of natural resource features use into institutional use. I'm going to defer to the councillor for his comments.
Just thought I'd remind the Common Council that with regard to the adoption of a comprehensive master plan amendment ordinance, that requires a majority vote of the members elect, and that would be a requirement of 4 votes. And also, I have not seen it, but I understand from prior to the meeting that potentially a rezoning protest petition has been filed with regard to one of the next items, which is a rezoning application. And a protest petition would require, if it's valid, and I have not seen it, would require a 3/4 vote of the full Common Council membership, which would require the votes of 5 aldermen, just so the council is aware, since there's an absent this evening.
Okay, Alderman Mayor. Do we have a motion?
I'm Taylor.
Alderman, yes, you are.
Well, I mean, Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, that's right.
I motion to adopt ordinance 2020 and amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion on this matter?
Roll call.
No, I don't need a roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I would do a roll call.
Oh, do a council recommendation.
Good job, Madam Clerk.
Good job.
Clerk recommends a roll call.
Never disagree with her.
Okay, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Taylor, aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
The motion passes 5 in favor, 1 excused, and none against. On to item G2 on page 61. It is, let me get through to it, it's a resolution conditionally approving a 4-lot certified survey map being a division of the north 1/2 of the northwest 1/4 of section 35, township 5 north, range 21 east, City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Daniel S. Chutik, general manager of Waukesha Water Utility applicant, Judith Gyro and Evelyn Farchun, deceased property owners. At 5207 West Oakwood Road. Do I have a motion?
I have a motion to adopt Resolution 2020 conditionally approving a 4 certified survey map.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, will you take a roll, please?
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 in favor, 1 excused, and none against. Attorney Wasilowski.